Greetings from Howard and the Minor County Fairgrounds. I'm J.P. Skelly on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490. As we're celebrating Minor County 4-H Achievement Days, I'm joined today by Ann Connor. This is her first year in 4-H, a member of the Hendon Future Farmers. Ann, thanks so much for joining us today. So, what got you started in 4-H?
With my brothers and sisters, because we like animals so much.
And I take it, because you like animals so much, you're showing animals here. Tell us what you're showing at Achievement Days.
I'm showing a calf and two goats.
So how do you go about getting your calf ready for showing?
Washing them and fitting them.
How about leading them around the ring?
Yeah, and we have to set them up. Like, the two front legs, you have to put them side by side in the back one, the one closest to you, you have to pull it forward, and the one farthest to you, you have to push it back.
What do you use to push the feet front and back?
A show stick.
Now, do you also use that to keep them calm, like scratching their belly a little bit?
Uh-huh. And you have to, like, push down their top to make it... I don't really know what it does, but my brother and sister tell me to do that.
So tell us about goats. What kind of goats do you have?
A market one and a breeding one.
And how do you get them ready for showing?
You wash them, you have to have a collar to show them around the ring, and you fit their legs.
And of the animals that you show, which ones are your favorite?
Goats.
Now, I understand you also painted a goat as such, but not a live one. It was some art. Tell us about that.
I found the goat on online, and then I just copied it off of a piece of paper, and then I just painted it with blue, with black and white. And the outlinings was... blue.
Now, you've been quite busy, and I understand that you also made an easel. Tell us about that.
The easel is made out of wood. I did not paint the easel yet. I had trouble getting in the nail gun through the... I couldn't get the nail gun through the wood.
Okay, did you have someone give you a little hand with that?
Yes. My grandpa.
Oh, that's so cool. Now, I understand you've done some baking as well. Tell us about it.
I made ginger snaps, and some of the ingredients are like ginger and sugar and baking soda, and I found them for my grandma's recipe.
Oh, so you got a little help from grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And are those your favorite type of cookies?
Yes.
Well, you've been 4-H now just for a year, and very busy, I might add. Are you thinking about any other projects for the future?
I don't think so.
Regarding 4-H, if someone were to approach you and ask why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
'Cause it's fun, and you spend time with people, and you find more friends.
Ann Connor, first year member of the Hendon Future Farmers 4-H Club in Minor County. We wish you all the best of luck at Achievement Days.
Thanks.
And again, that's Ann Connor of the Hendon Future Farmers 4-H Club here in Minor County. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.